12. 무관한 문장 찾기. 대표 기출.
When photography came along in the 19th century, painting was put in crisis. The photograph, it seemed, did the work of imitating nature better than the painter ever could. Some painters made practical use of the invention. There were impressionist painters who used a photograph in place of the model or landscape they were painting. But by and large, the photograph was a challenge to painting and was one cause of paintings moving away from direct representation and reproduction to the abstract painting of the 20th century. Therefore, the painters of that century put more focus on expressing nature, people, and cities as they were in reality. Since photographs did such a good job of representing things as they existed in the world, painters were freed to look inward and represent things as they were in their imagination, rendering emotion in the color, volume, line, and spatial configurations native to the painter's art.
Medicine became big business with the expansion of new, higher-cost treatments and the increased numbers of healthcare providers in the United States. As more healthcare providers entered the market, competition increased among them. Interestingly, the increase in competition led healthcare providers to recommend more services to the persons they served. Healthcare providers must achieve a more complete view of patients, manage risk, and find the path to patient-centered care. This phenomenon reflects a unique feature in the healthcare industry, provider-induced demand, which allows healthcare providers to maintain their income even as competition increases. Average consumers of healthcare do not know how to diagnose their medical conditions and do not have a license to order services or prescribe medications. So, consumers rely on the knowledge of healthcare providers to determine what services are needed, even though they stand to make more money by ordering more services.
실전 독해 연습.
How do people overcome the stage fright that accompanies public speaking? They overcome it, first of all, by practice. Nothing helps overcome a phobia or an unrealistic fear better than forcing oneself to face the fear. Whether it be the fear of flying or the fear of the water, avoiding it only intensifies that fear, which leads to a vicious cycle of more avoidance and escalating fright. Facing an audience for the first time may be a frightening ordeal, but with each succeeding episode, the fear is lessened until the experience no longer holds any terror. Nonetheless, the fear associated with a phobia is likely to cause physical reactions associated with the fight or flight response. Eventually, those who overcome their fear by deliberately subjecting themselves to it often reach the point where they actually look forward to the experience.